You're listening to the Intuitive Souls podcast. I am your host, Tara Caruso, and this podcast is designed to educate, inspire, and enlighten. Let's wake up together. What's going on, my beautiful tribe? Welcome to the Intuitive Souls podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. Super excited that the universe led you here. If you are an OG and you keep on coming back and you keep learning and you keep growing and expanding and learning to trust your intuition, thank you. Thank you for coming back. Thank you for all of your support. Thank you for listening. Thank you for taking these tools and bringing them into your life to cultivate a better life, to learn to flow with your intuition. You guys make this so easy for me, like truly, and I appreciate every single one of you. And if you are enjoying this podcast, if you have a free minute, I would really, truly from the bottom of my heart, love it if you can head on over to iTunes and write a 5-star review. Those reviews allow me to get this podcast to the ears that need to hear it. But before you go ahead and submit, make sure you take a picture or a screenshot, whatever, and send it to me at hello@ericarusso.co, no M, and I'm going to send you my soul alignment activation as a thank you, because I know muggle life is hard and I know we're busy as hell, and you just taking the time out to do that for me, I'm just so, so grateful. So this was kind of an impromptu episode, I have to say, guys, because I want to talk a little bit about what happened in my personal life a couple of weeks ago, because we rationalize things so much. We completely take something that is a spiritual experience and rationalize it. It's what we do. It's what we're programmed for. And I want to tell you guys a personal story because it's pretty funny. While we were in quarantine and I was home with my kids, homeschooling them and everything like that, I really didn't have time to focus on my business. So what my husband and I decided to do was, when he got home for his 2 days off, I would head over to my parents' house, which was vacant because they were in Arizona at the time. So they had this full-blown vacant house about 15 minutes away from me. So I would go over and water their plants and everything like that. And I would spend a day or two there, first off for my own mental health, and second off just so I can get some work done. And one of the weekends that I headed, I was there, I had a hard time falling asleep, and a very hard time falling asleep. And then I finally fell asleep and I had this really intense dream. And I knew it was a spirit visitation. And in this dream, so my grandfather passed in 2005, and he was a character, to say the least. He would do a lot of crazy things, and he had this cabin up in upstate New York where there was no there was no garbage removal. So they would burn their garbage, right? Like straight up hick living. And there was, and in this dream, I was in the field that he burned the garbage in, and he was there and he was burning the garbage. And this whole dream was so real. I felt the heat on my face from the fire. And he was telling me to go and collect garbage from one pile and bring it over and stuff. Like he would tell me when I was 8 years old. Like it was like I was 8 years old again, and we were doing the things that we used to do. And it just felt so real. It was like an experience. And I've had enough of these dreams to know that this was my grandfather coming and saying hi. And during this dream, he gave me a message, about something that was going on in my life at the moment. And I understood it and everything like that. And as soon as I gave him a hug and I said, I asked him when I'm going to see you again, I can't even make this up, guys. My parents have a fire alarm that's wired throughout their whole home, okay? The fire alarm goes off. The fire alarm goes off at 4 o'clock in the morning. Every single fire alarm in every single place was going off. I was freaking out. At first, I thought it was the security, you know, so I'm running around finding my mother's bat that she hides under her bed, and I'm hiding in the closet because I'm thinking someone is breaking in. I was so scared. And then after a couple of minutes where it's still going off and I'm not hearing anything and I don't get a phone call from the police or anything like that, I come outside of the closet and I'm looking around and, you know, my back is obviously up against the wall because I'm like, I don't know if someone's in here. And then I realize that it wasn't the security codes or whatever it was. It was the fire alarm. And I was like, what? That's like so weird. Like there's nothing going on. There's like nothing going on. And I'm trying to go and press the buttons to each of these to, I don't know, like try to stop them or whatever. And it's not doing anything. It's still going off. It's 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm like lethargic. I have no idea what's going on. And then I literally just say, can you please stop? And everything turns off. Everything turns off. And I'm just standing there in the middle of the living room being like, what just happened? What just happened? And then I remember that I was in the middle of a really crazy dream with my grandfather in the middle of a bonfire, okay, where we're feeding the bonfire garbage, and then the fire alarm goes off. Now, my rational mind was just like, oh, it's just a coincidence. And my intuition and my guides are screaming at me, being like, stop. It was your grandfather. It was a visitation and he's just messing around with you. You know what I mean? Like, we are going to try to rationalize everything. And then once I realized that, it was like, you know, this stuff happened. Like, I'm spiritually sensitive. And I know that it was my grandfather. I know it was him. I know that he was just messing around with me. I know that he was coming to say hi. And that indication where the fire alarm goes off after I have a visitation from him in my dream should have just been proof to me that that was real, you know? And it was real. Obviously, I tried to rationalize it, but at the end of the day, we cannot rationalize spirit, guys. And we try so hard to. And when I told my mom this story, God bless my mother, guys. She is quite the character. But, you know, I told her about the story because I was like, you know, I don't know if you know, this is what happened and stuff like that. And I told her I had the dream. And she knows that I've had these dreams before. And she knows I'm a medium. And she was just like, oh, that's so weird or whatever. And then a couple of hours later, she texts me and she goes, you know what? I know what it was. I know what the fire alarm was. It was mice. Mice were chewing on it. And that's what happened. And it went off because the mice chewed. And I'm just like, have you ever had that problem before? Like, have you ever had mice chewing on it and have your alarm go off at 4 o'clock in the morning? Have you, Mom? Well, no. Well, you know, it doesn't make any sense. And we try so hard to rationalize it, but sometimes we just have to. And she's a Virgo. There you go. Forgot to mention that. She's also a Virgo. So we know how those Virgos need all the logical things. They need all their ducks lined in a row. So it was just like talking to a brick wall where I'm like, Mom, can you just consider for a minute that this was a spiritual experience, that this was Poppy, who was my grandfather, coming through with a message for me and then to validate the message, he put on the fire alarm. He turned off the fire alarm. Could it just be that? No, it was mice. Okay, well, whatever, you know, to each his own. But I felt like this was a really good story to tell you guys, because I want to show you just how much we will rationalize it. And then at the end of the day, it's just like, I just know better that was my mind. That was my logical mind trying to make sense of something that really didn't make any sense. And I want you guys to try to do the same, because I promise you that there has been at least one experience in your life that was a spiritual experience, whether it be a past loved one that came through. Maybe you smelt their cologne or their perfume, or maybe you just felt them in the room with you when you were having a bad day, and then you just went and rationalized it. It was them. You know, maybe you saw something. Maybe you saw somebody's aura or anything like that, and then you just rationalized it, saying that it was sunlight or something like that, or reflection, or whatever the case may be. Trust it. It's not going to hurt you. It's not there to scare you. It's there to show you that there is such a bigger piece of the puzzle that we do not know. You know, spirit, with all of the evidence that we have, with all of the information, all of the spiritual teachers out there, I truly believe we still know very little of the spirit world and how powerful it really is. You know, we have so many tools when it comes to past lives and reincarnations and evidence to prove what we know, and yet we still try to rationalize it. Why is that? It's because society has made us into this. Society wants us to rationalize everything. They want to keep it safe. They want us to stay in the bubble. They don't want us outside the bubble. And again, you know, this is just take this as an example and think of that time in your own life that you questioned it. You know what I mean? Just that you questioned spirit, that you freaked out, that you tried to rationalize something that didn't need to be rationalized, because we've all done it. We are all guilty of it. And please know that it is real. Your loved ones are always with you. Your loved ones are always sending you signs. Your guides are always sending your signs. Your ancestors are always sending you signs. You are always protected. You are always guided. You are always, always safe. And that's it. You know, we're going to keep on rationalizing. Like, it's so funny. It's not funny to me, but it's doing the work that I do. Working with my one-on-one clients, I can't, like, every single client starts off the same way. Every time I first tell them, like, okay, we're diving into mediumship, let's do this, the first things that come out of their mind is, I don't know if I'm right, but this is what I'm feeling. Or this might be completely off, but this is what I'm feeling. Try to cut that first sentence out. You know what I mean? Try to cut that first sentence out and just jump off the ledge and give what you get. It doesn't matter if you're right or wrong. When we hold that resistance at first and we're trying to connect to spirit, you have to remember that resistance, that fear that you're holding on to, is lowering your vibration. It's bringing those low vibrations in. And when we're trying to work with spirit or source or angels or whatever the case may be, we need high vibration. We need to be in alignment in the vortex in order to connect with the information, right? So, you know, when we're in that fear mentality where it's like, I don't know if I'm right. And then we're trying to connect, okay, you're lowering your vibration to make it even harder for you to receive those psychic imprints, to receive that psychic information, those intuitive hits. And we want to be high vibrational. So instead of doing that, like if you're trying to work on your intuition, try to just not say anything. You know what I mean? And just start giving what you're getting. And you might be surprised at how much easier the information is going to flow to you. So that's my tip of the day. But yeah, I felt like I needed to come on and record this because I was just like talking to my mom again. It was just so funny because my mom came home from Arizona and, you know, she obviously came home and she brought like the pest control guy or something like that. And, you know, he went and looked and stuff like that. And he said, yeah, there's definitely mice, but I don't see any chewing on the wires. I'm sorry, but isn't it great when you prove your parents right or wrong? Like, told you so. He's like, yeah, no, you definitely have some mice droppings here and there, but I looked at the wires because the way it's set up is like the wires obviously go through the attic and stuff like that. And he checked all the wires and there was no chewing on the wires. There was no chewing on the wires. And yeah, she wouldn't have even told me. It was my dad that told me, you know what I mean? I love proving my parents right. It feels so good. It feels so good. But yeah. So that's my story for today. I hope this brought a laugh to you guys. I hope that you guys got something out of it. Trust spirit. Trust what you get. Trust the niggle. Just trust it. Surrender to it and allow it to flow into your life to create that magical life that we all deserve. I love you guys and I will see you soon.